This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Because I grew up with the Rolling Stones when they were in their American-influenced heyday, a song like this will always remind me of them. But this isn't some lost track from Exile on Main Street. It's a new song from Ron Pope and the Nighthawks. The album, also called Ron Pope and the Nighthawks, draws as well from country music, swampy New Orleans jazz, gospel, blues, that whole world of music we call Americana. As a solo artist, Ron Pope is best known for the million-selling ballad A Drop in the Ocean. But as this new album shows, there are many other sides to his music. Let's hear some of them, starting with a song called Hell or High Water. It's Ron Pope and the Nighthawks, live on Soundcheck.
I swear I am headed back down south. I don't know when, pretty soon I'm gonna leave ya. On that day, my face. So
That is Ron Pope and the Nighthawks live here in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called Hell or High Water, and it comes from the brand new album called Ron Pope and the Nighthawks, with Ron singing and playing the guitar and Paul Hammer at our piano, adding more vocals, Andrew Pertis on bass and vocals, Alex Foote on guitar, and yes, more vocals, Mike Riddleberger behind our drum kit. He's singing too, Alex Brumell on sax, Alan Markley on trumpet. They are the Nighthawks. Ron Pope, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me, John.
What was that at the beginning of that song? It's like a high-tempo, kind of Brown Sugar, Rolling Stones-y thing, except for that opening.
Well, we decided that it would be kind of a fun way to draw people in if, for our live setup, mm-hmm. we put a pretty, stacked harmony sort of a moment at the beginning of that song. And so you think, oh, this is going to be a big, giant, like, are these the Staple Singers? Like, what's happening here? And then, boom, here's a bunch of horns and electric guitars. So
yeah.
That's, we thought that would be fun. So that's a new thing that we developed for tour. So
yeah.
That's the first time anyone has ever heard that.
Okay. Well, thank you. I don't normally like to start by comparing one artist to another, but the Stones thing, there are moments on this record where it's just like that classic early 70s Stones sound, which I still love. Was that something that you grew up listening to as well?
Absolutely. I grew up with that music. It's something that's still very much a part of my life and something that I love. And I think the spirit of that music, it's tight and it's great and it's played very well, but it's still loose.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah.
Kind of what we're hoping to do. So yeah, I mean, if the worst thing that happens is that people compare us to
to
a band,
to
the Rolling Stones, I'll take it. I'll take it.
But they also sort of drew from the same well of music that you are kind of dipping into. All this gumbo of Southern American music.
As a kid, I kind of realized growing up, near Atlanta, that all the music that I love was created. It stemmed from things that began very close to me. If you woke up in the morning in Atlanta and decided that you wanted to go to Dr. John's house in New Orleans, you wake up and get there before it got dark.
It's interesting you mentioned Dr. John, because that was another name that sort of popped into my mind as I listened to the record, and also maybe even a little bit of Tom Waits at times.
So one of the ways that we came up with our name, we're all big fans of the band. I think the band, they're great ensemble players, and they were, the Hawks, Ronnie Hawkins and the
right.
Hawks. And so that it's partially a nod to them, but it's partially a nod to Nighthawks at the Diner, obviously. Tom Waits is one of my very favorite songwriters, and I've covered lots of his songs over the years. He's the best, and it's the early Tom Waits records are some of the best things.
Do you mean the seriously early Tom Waits, before the voice got deep and
like Closing Time and stuff like that, the way at the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, I love what he does now. I think he's incredible. I mean, he's one of my favorite artists still. But those early records really impacted me in a very serious way, always as a writer, especially as a younger person. And I think they're a little more accessible for people because he's not yet in the character yet that he becomes later.
Right, that Nighthawks, that Edward Hopper
category.
The big difference, of course, between you and Dr. John and the Stones and Tom Waits is you are a true independent artist. I want to read to our listeners just a couple of numbers. An independent artist, you've sold over 2 million singles. Many of those would probably have been a drop in the ocean.
Yeah, a couple of those. Yeah.
A couple of them. An average of 15 million spins a month on Pandora, streamed over 126 million times on Spotify, over 100 million YouTube views, and over 14 million plays on SoundCloud. And that's before we get to talking about your songs on TV, on The Voice, and Vampire Diaries,
Yeah, a whole bunch of TV, yeah.
So the fact that you have been able to make this work over a period of years now is possibly why there's been a documentary film crew following you around. And now this film is just about ready to come out, right?
Yeah, we made a documentary. It's called One Way Ticket. And great documentary filmmaker named Kelly Teacher, she traveled with us as we we started to make this record in Georgia. So we moved into a lake house in North Georgia all together because in New York, everybody, you know, we're busy. And so it's easy to be distracted and get called away on other gigs or whatever. So we went to Georgia. We locked everybody in. So kind of, I'm sorry for kidnapping you. To everybody's significant others at home, I'm sorry that I kidnapped them. But so we went to Georgia and we were planning to do this. Ted Young, who's our good friend who engineered the album and, you know, produced it with us and everything, Ted said, "You should be making a movie about this, dude." So he knew Kelly. She came and she followed us. And we kind of used the creation of this album and the tour that we went on last fall around America as the backdrop to talk about the conventional music industry and then my place within that, essentially. So
you're a case study,
yeah,
essentially.
More or less, yeah. I mean, because what we do is so unique. My wife, Blair, is my manager. Mm-hmm. And we run a record label together. You know, we have two artists that we signed, Tim Olstad and a great blues rock artist named Truett. So we got these two artists that we've signed and she's managing people. We're doing all these things, but really outside of the music business.
Right.
You know, we're in the music business, but we're not dealing with the conventional music. I'm making a lot of gestures with my hands. I'm very sorry to everyone at home that you can't see those.
The record label is Brooklyn Basement.
Brooklyn Basement Records. That's us.
Which is literally where it was.
We started it in a basement in Brooklyn. That's how we got the name.
The band is Ron Pope and the Nighthawks. The album is brand new. The song Bad Intentions, this has a video that premiered on the Bluegrass Situation. Is bluegrass part of that mix for you? I mean, this is not a bluegrass song.
No, certainly not. I mean, the thing is, you know, like we were talking about before, the gumbo, you know? There's certainly, when we were all sitting in a room and, you know, Paul's playing a banjo and Alan's playing an accordion and we got the dobro out and the upright bass and we're doing all these things and we sing these big stacked harmonies together, like, well, there's bluegrass in that, you know? This is certainly not a bluegrass song, but, you know, there's bluegrass and there's country and there's blues and there's all these, you know, R&B and rock and roll. It's all together. It's music. And, you know, you put all these things together, you stir them up, and, like, that's how you end up with what it is that we do.
Well, let's hear the song. It's called Bad Intentions, and it's from Ron Pope and the Nighthawks. You'll find a version of it on the new album, which, by the way, for all of Ron's years in the business, is the official debut of this band, Ron Pope and the Nighthawks, and they're performing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio.
Instead of taking the road less traveled, I decided I had someplace to go. You look better in this light to me than ever before. I would apologize, but you don't wanna hear it no more. I've been resigned for a while, but I'm slurring my words. Sticks, stones, rocks, and bullets, they ain't nothing that works. I've been in down by the corner just to wait my turn, but the bus ain't even running, this would turn in reverse. I got the bad intentions, but I got the good heart. Yes, I got the wrong directions, so I've been lost from the start. I wanted to say, no, I lost it, never mind, I'm out of reasons to stay. I'll just finish up my drink and then I'll hop on that train. Wait a second, I remembered what I wanted to say. I got the bad intentions, but I got the good heart. You're falling in the wrong bed.
Ron Pope and the Nighthawks live on Soundcheck with a song called Bad Intentions. You'll find it on the new album, also called Ron Pope and the Nighthawks, on Ron's own Brooklyn Basement label. Ron, we were talking about this documentary called One Way Ticket. What's happening with that? Will people, I mean, there's a trailer people can see on your website now, right?
Yes, yes, there's a trailer that you can see. My website is ronpopemusic.com. There's a trailer that you can see right now. And yeah, that will be out in short order. It's going to be coming out very soon.
You apologized before to our listeners because you were making all these hand gestures that they couldn't see. You're a very physical, gestural player as well, even with the guitar strapped on. There's lots of limbs going all akimbo and stuff.
You know, that's one of those things. I think there are some people, I guess, when you see them playing guitar and they do that, and I think people think that maybe it's a bit, you know, like it's an act. I kind of can't help it.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that comes from.
Well, now you've been doing this for years.
Yes.
But as I mentioned before, this album with the Nighthawks is the debut of this band. So do you see this band as kind of a restart somehow?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it was such a happy accident. I think everybody in this group, you know, all the guys in this band are people that I have called many times to do things. For me, I haven't been this happy making music since I was a teenager.
And did you make the music with this group in mind, or did you make the music first and then assemble the band after?
So I started writing music for this. I wrote a lot of songs for this record. So I wrote about 150 tunes over the course of time.
Wow.
Since I started to write this record over about a year. And so I started writing songs for what I thought was going to happen with this group. And then we got together, like Alan and I would write some songs. I wrote with Paul. We all got in the room, Take Me Home, which we led the show off with. We were in the house in Georgia, and I played a riff. And then the guys came in and we started playing. So everybody has songwriting credit on that because we wrote it together. Like Andrew and Alan were playing a part that became the ending of the song. Mm-hmm. And Alex Bermel is playing a guitar part that becomes the thing. Like, you know, and Alex Foote says, like, let me harmonize that. It all comes together and that creates the song. So over time, like, we all wrote together and shaped this thing. It's very much an ensemble thing, you know. And yeah. Everybody in the group can write and can sing. I mean, it's also that part's neat, you know, that everybody can sing. It's like being in a choir, but everybody has a beard.
Were you aware that Brooklyn already has a band called the Nighthawks?
Which one?
Vince Giordano.
You know, there's a lot of things that are called the Nighthawks in the world. There's a number of other and the Nighthawks out there as well besides him. So, yeah, they're, you know, I don't think anybody's going to mistake us for Vince. They're doing a pretty distinctively different than this thing.
And they've been on the show before. And if you're not familiar with Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, like classic early jazz,
beautiful
especially
music.
Lost jazz from the 1920s and 30s and stuff.
But different than this. Very
right,
different
right.
than this.
I mean, you know,
different birds entirely.
Jazz is certainly a part of that whole Southern, you know, New Orleans thing that you sometimes dip into. But this clearly is coming from more of a rock and roll kind of place, I guess.
Definitely.
Which is a place, as I understand it, was not your original intention. Weren't you heading for a field in a career in baseball?
I mean, career might be a touch of an overstatement. I did play baseball. I went to college to play baseball, and I loved it very much. It was, you know, the centerpiece of my life. But when I stopped playing, it was interesting, you know, because when you play sports at a high level, it is your entire life. Like, you know, when you go to college, they call you a student athlete if you play sports. But I definitely feel like you get treated a little more like you're an athlete student. You know, it's definitely athlete first. And so, you know, wake up early, and I would go to workouts. I go to class early, and then the classes end early. You have to make your schedule around it, and then you go and work out more and go to practice. And so, you know, really, it takes up your whole life. And so when I stopped playing, there was a space in my life that I had never had before, and I was used to having something to work hard on all the time and, you know, that have that structure. And so for me, I think that might be what led to my career in music working, actually, because I was used to getting up and trying very hard. And I was trying, you know, kind of futilely. Like, I wasn't as good as a lot of other people at baseball. And as a result, I worked very, very hard just to compete at all.
But, you know, sometimes those are the guys who make it. They're not the ones with the gifts. They're the ones with the work ethic.
Yeah. You know? Well, the guys that you combine, the great work ethic and the incredible gifts, those are the guys that really that really win at things. And it turns out that I was better at this, luckily. So You know, so I took all of that. And so for me, it was a, it ended up being, you know, at the time, it's very heartbreaking, you know, when you can't do it anymore. But it's turned out to be a great blessing because I learned a lot of things from it and pushed me to a place where I could, you know, find success as a musician.
And you know, I have often maintained that playing music is an athletic endeavor. It might be small muscle as opposed to big muscle stuff, yeah. But it, you know.
Well, when you get on stage and you dance around like that for 2 hours yeah, every night, it, yeah. That's big muscle stuff too. That's like, you ever seen Bruce Springsteen? You know, an hour three at the Garden, you're like, wow, dude, seriously, good for you. He's yeah. so fit.
You're like, yep.
So that's, yeah, like every time I have to get up in the morning and I'm like training for tour and stuff, I'm like, Bruce Springsteen is definitely doing this right now. Get up. Like, if Bruce can do it, you can do it. Come on, let's go.
Well, so you're going to jump over to the piano for this next song, right? We're going to give the Nighthawks a break and you're going to do this one solo?
Yeah, this one is called One Shot of Whiskey. I'll play this one all by my lonesome.
Now, is this one of the 150 songs you had before the band assembled?
Oh, no. So we wrote over the course of the time that I was writing and then all of us together, we wrote 150 songs. So not, I didn't just sit and write 150 alone and then we wrote songs.
He's not a nut, people.
No, yeah, we... yeah, so this is one that I started this, and then our friend Zach Berkman, who worked with us on the album and who was our front of house engineer on that tour, Zach and I wrote this one together. So this is One Shot of Whiskey.
Let's hear another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. It's the album is called Ron Pope and the Nighthawks, but this is just Ron solo at our piano.
At a bar in a town that I sure won't remember. The next time September will show a cruel face, I will race to the bottom of every glass, and I hope that these drinks have a shot at replacing the things that I lost on the way that I took to this place. So give me one shot of whiskey, two lines of cocaine, and tell everyone who I love that I'm sorry, but I'm built this way. And if you see my brother, please tell him I'm fine. Promise I'm trying to get home for Christmas, though I'm not sure quite why. Mercy me, oh my God, I'm afraid that I'm losing my mind. It was hot, it was dark, I was starved for attention. I was seeking redemption or a face that I know. If there's one thing I've learned as I pass through the seasons, it's not that you reap what you sow, it's that you get what you give if you're lucky, but mostly you don't. So give me one shot of whiskey and two lines of cocaine, tell everyone who I love that I'm sorry, but I'm built this way. And if you see my brother, please tell him I'm fine. And promise I'm trying to get home for Christmas, though I'm not sure quite why. Mercy me, oh my God, I'm afraid that I'm losing my mind. And I feel like a snowball in hell, 'cause I ain't gonna last very long. Or a Liberty Bell that got cracked on its very first song. It would be easy to add all the things I've done right, hard to count all the ones I got wrong. Where did the time go? Where has it gone? So give me one shot of whiskey, two lines of cocaine, tell everyone who I love that I'm sorry, but I'm built this way.
If you see my brother, please tell him I'm fine. Promise I'm trying to get home for Christmas, though I'm not sure quite why. Mercy me, oh my God, I'm afraid that I'm losing my mind. Mercy me, oh my God, I'm afraid that I'm losing my mind.
Ron Pope at our piano, live in the Soundcheck studio with a song called One Shot of Whiskey. That appears on the new album, Ron Pope and the Nighthawks, and the band's been here in the studio playing for us on Soundcheck today. I have one final question for you, Ron, and it might, in fact, be the very reason I invited you all in today. Will you play on the WNYC softball team?
If you're bringing me in as a ringer, absolutely, then yes, I would love that. Yes, I'm in.
All right, good, because we need someone who can really, you know, has that baseball experience.
Perfect, I'm in.
All right.
Wonderful.
Right. Season begins in May, so I will be
perfect.
In touch.
Perfect. We can't schedule any festivals this summer,
nope,
guys. I got a thing already. Sorry.
We've got a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer on our team, but we really need someone who's got
like somebody to swing the bat. I get it. Like, he can compose, I'll swing the bat. Perfect.
The album is called Ron Pope and the Nighthawks, and it is a ton of fun. And Ron, it's been great having you and the guys here in the studio
today.
It's been
a real pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
And when I'm lost,
that does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.